Praise the Lord. I believe that the Lord has really blessed us this evening. And God is even expecting more from us as we go to our beds and as we begin to think. We should expect something greater than what we have received today. Amen. If our hearts are desirous, God is going to open the gates of heaven for us. And we will flow into what is in God's mind. But there's the word that has just been on my heart is just, you know, the case of John the Baptist when he was arrested and thrown into jail and began to be worried. And he sent some of his servants, his messengers to Jesus and said, "Is he really the Messiah? The one that they heard that will come?" And Jesus, I guess, just, you know, in his usual manner, just laughed and, you know, he says, "Go and tell John. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The deaf hear. The poor have the word preached to them." And then he says, "He that believeth in him should never be offended." Amen. And then he went on to say to the multitudes, "What went ye for to see?" And he said, "Is it what went ye for to see in the wilderness? Is it a reed that is blown of a wind?" And he said, "What went ye for to see? Is it men that are dressed in soft raiment? But what went ye for to see? Is it a prophet?" He said, "Yea, more than a prophet." Hallelujah. I believe that God is talking about the vision. God wants us to really see what we believe. The reed, like I know the reed is, you know, I know about tares. You know, it's like the wheat that it looks in resemblance, they're almost alike. And the reed is also easily blown by the wind. Does not have balance. And God is asking, is it what you came to see? Are you like the reed that does not have any balance, no vision? And he said, you know, the scripture in Ephesians 5 says that henceforth we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. God doesn't want us, you know, if you are coming to this camp, I hope you are not just coming, "Oh, let's just come because they say, let's see now, let's hear what they have to say." God does not expect us to carry that kind of spirit. Or the type that will come to see people that are dressed gorgeously. He said, those ones, they are found in the king's palace. You will not see them here. So if you are carrying a spirit of fashion or worldliness, you are not supposed to be here. Praise the Lord. It's not that God is pushing us, but that is not the heart that God wants us to come with. God said that if we have come to see a prophet, we will see more than a prophet. Amen. And we have come to see the Lord Jesus tonight. And if we are really open in our hearts, we will see him highly exalted in the name of Jesus. I'm so excited. I don't know about you, but I believe that God wants to do something in our lives. And we can see him as we prepare every day. When you go to your room, You wake up when it's morning. You wake up, you read your Bible, you pray. And you say, God, I want you to use me today. You are prepared. You are not waiting for the next your neighbor to be the one that will be used of the Lord. We should make ourselves vessels that are ready today. Praise the Lord. God wants to, this vision must be clear. This vision must be clear. I must really understand it, and I must hold it, and I must walk in it. Amen. Nobody is supposed to be persuading me. Nobody is supposed to be pushing me. I should be able to know that it is for my life. It is for myself. Amen. And the issue of praise, brethren, we can bring heaven down. Amen. The issue of worship, we can bring heaven down. You know, God keep reminding me of an experience I had several years ago, but I just woke up from my sleep early morning, and then I started hearing a song. I was sitting, my eyes open, my ears were just, I was just out of this earth. And then I heard a song, "Shout to the Lord, all the heads, let us sing. Power and majesty, praises to our King." And I was hearing, I knew the voices of the people that were singing the song. I have never heard that power of praise. They were little children. I wasn't seeing them, but I was hearing their voices all over. And the person, a brother, just walked through the door. And he came to me. He said, "God has something to say to you. But I will not tell you now. I will come back." As he was going, he just turned back and he said, "Join the praise." Amen. And ever since, my vision about praise, and it's something that is full of power and life. It's something that I cannot sit down and say I'm praising. I'm talking words and I'm just there. My heart is nowhere. The word that God is saying. Praise the Lord. So I want to encourage us. We can set the tone for this camp meeting. We can ask God to move in a certain way, and God will honor us. If our hearts are really, really desiring what we are saying to the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just pray. I know the time is fast spent, but I'm encouraging us. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name tonight. For you have been a wonderful period that we have spent in your time, in your presence, oh God. Lord, we come to you. We're people that are desperately in need of your help. Lord, we need your help. Without you, Lord, we will perish. Our ideas and knowledge of what life truly is distorted. We do not know our left from our right. It is only you, Lord. Because of your love, you came in the nick of time and you gave us salvation. Lord, desiring that every one of us, small and great, will come to the place where we'll be truly be able to walk with you one on one. Lord, I confess that in my life, I have deviated a lot. I have not truly been able to hold steadfastly the vision that you have shown unto me. Lord, many of us here, we have the same testimony. But Lord, we are coming to you, Lord, with a heart that is humble. Lord God, we desire a regeneration of our spirits. We desire a regeneration of our soul, my God. Lord, that you will help us and that you will restore us in the name of Jesus. Lord, that this vision will not be in vain. Lord, you have shown us for a purpose. And you have gathered us here together for a purpose. Father, we are praying. Paraventure, Lord, we will find favor in your sight. Lord, that you will visit us. That, Lord, this will be, Lord Jesus, a place where we will call Bethel. You say, God is here and we did not know. But Lord, you are here tonight. We can feel your presence and we know you are here. And so, Lord, we pray that you establish us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you will establish each and every one of us. The psalmist said that you took my feet out of the miry clay and you set me upon the rock to stay. Lord God, wherever we are this moment, we ask for a lifting up. We ask that you will begin to walk by the power of your Spirit. Lord, that your word will become effectual in our lives. It will not just become theory or a story that we tell, but we'll have the reality of your Spirit working within our soul. Lord God, we cry tonight, for there is no place much more beautiful than your presence. Help us to run after your presence in this camp. Pursue us with your presence, O God. Let your presence overtake us and overwhelm us. My God, we pray for a newborn hunger. An hunger that cannot be satisfied, save by your Spirit alone. Lord, we pray that it might be born within us in the number of days that we stay. Lord, something of our carnal hunger will be broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, O God, because we know that you are a God that wants to do more than we can even imagine. Sometimes we feel, O God, Lord, that you do not want to move in our lives. But Lord, your desire for moving in our life is much more than we can imagine. We are the ones that have not labored enough. But Lord, tonight we are praying. Let the spirit of prayer and supplication, let the anointing that comes from you that makes men, O God, to lose consciousness of their environment, let it come upon us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That we might be lost in you, my God. Lord, we hold not your presence anymore. We beseech you, we beg you, Lord. Let your presence be unveiled, mighty God. Hallelujah. Let us begin to see heavenly things. Let us begin to hear the voice of the Lord in the midst of the camp. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we told not your presence. We told not your presence. Let not our heavens be as brass, but let the heavens of God be opened unto us, that we might be able to find access into your presence. Oh God, as we feel the aroma, the sweet smell of your presence, let it pull us. Let it pull us closer and closer unto you. That we will not desire to depart from your presence. Oh God, do this for us, my Father. Let every passing moment, Lord, let an unction, Lord, let a caution of your Spirit smite our hearts. Where we are deviating, my God, that there will be a steadfastness in this camp meeting. Father, we bless you, O God. Have your way, dear Lord. Have your way, O Lord.
Have your way. Hallelujah. Oh, we will be able. We will be able to go out and to take the kingdom. We'll be able, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father, for this moment of great refreshing. Thank you because you have refreshed our soul. You have touched something that is deep within us. And we pray, Lord, that it will even increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We pray that you will help us. Help us. Help us. That we will not be withdrawn. That we will not be lukewarm. In the name of Jesus. Amen.